Yeah, so I go to Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. My name's Catherine. I'm a senior studying biomedical engineering with a concentration in biomaterials. And I am also the president of our Biomedical Engineering Society at RPI. So I'm here today to talk to you about a project that RPI has me working on. We call it the Heads Up. And it is a 3D blind cane attachment. Currently, we're looking at two different designs, which I wanna speak to you about. The first design is more of a short-term design, just because it is a part of a class that's only about 4 months, so we have a limited amount of time to work on it. But the second design that we're looking at is something that we're planning on looking at more long-term and actually hopefully bringing it out to users and getting a patent for eventually. We were given the problem that an issue with the current blind cane is that it can't detect objects above your head or at chest level. So we decided that our mission is to find an attachment or something that can hook onto your current cane in order to detect the objects above your head or out at chest level. We looked into some current products. I don't know if any of you have tried any of the products that are currently out there.
We've tried the Sunu, Laser Cane.
Sonic Guide.
Sonic Guide, that was from years ago. There's another one called the Buzz Clip that we haven't tried, but I'm very interested in.
The Buzz Clip is very similar to what we're trying to do, except instead of wearing it on your clothing, it's something that your cane would wear. So other existing products are the eyeglasses. One issue that we saw with these was that users didn't like how it sent tactile vibrations to your head. Another product we looked at was the Ray Electron Mobility Aid, which is the laser that you use. One issue we found in customer responses to this was that you didn't need your actual cane for this, and many people actually liked having their cane and felt it was uncomfortable to not have it. So for me, I wear glasses. Whenever I don't wear my glasses, I feel out of place. So I know that feeling, and it's not very fun. And then, of course, we looked at the Sunu. So the Sunu, it's almost like a wristband, and it has an ultrasonic sensor on the wristband, and by turning your wrist, you can sense objects around you.
Yeah, some of us really worked with that one for quite a while and found it less than useful. There was too much variability in which way we would hold our wrist, for one thing. Sometimes we wouldn't get these sensations quick enough to react. We liked the concept of it, but in practical use, it didn't seem to work so well.
One of the first designs that we're looking at, which is more of our short-term project, but we're gonna actually present to get a grade on. What it is it's a universal attachment using ultrasonic sensing as well as a vibrational haptic feedback system through a wristband in order to warn you about objects. Using your cane, the upper half near your handle, you would attach this clip, and based off of your height, it uses a dial. It comes with a guide, and it will tell you if you're this high, it'll be one click, this tall, two clicks, and it'll adjust to your height. One issue with this that we found is sometimes when people go inside, hold their canes a lot closer to them than they would outside. So one potential issue we're seeing with this is, how can we adjust for that angle between inside and outside?
Does it matter the length of the cane? Does that affect the readings that the device would give?
Yes, the length of the cane will affect the reading of the device. I'm going to get more into it later. I'm going to discuss a little bit later how we're going to adjust for that in our longer term design. This basically, it changes the angle through a dial, and it uses ultrasonic rangers, which is ultrasonic sensors. And we're trying to replicate your field of view, so we do about a 35-degree angle out in front of the user. And we also want it to be portable, so it's about 2 pounds. We would also like it to be affordable, so we're aiming for something that's about less than $80. Now talking about our longer-term design, which is really more important to me, what I want to talk to you guys about. Has anyone ever heard of a gyroscope here, or know what a gyroscope is?
Yes.
A good way to think about it is if you think of of a soccer ball and think of something like another ball, a smaller ball on top of that soccer ball. Basically, what a gyroscope does is it would allow that smaller ball to stay on top of the soccer ball the whole time, even while the soccer ball is moving. Our idea for our final design and what we would actually like to bring to blind users is creating a gyroscopic sensing attachment, which can automatically adjust to whatever angle you hold your cane at. Say, like you mentioned, what if I have a longer cane or a shorter cane? This sensor will automatically adjust depending on how long your cane is and what angle you're holding it up. So if you're a shorter person, it'll adjust to face up. If you're taller, holding it at a different angle, it'll still be facing up. So no matter how you have it, it'll always be in the same position. This is the design we're looking into applying for a patent for.
You mentioned something about 2 pounds. That's not what's on the cane though, right? Or is it?
The 2 pounds, it's at the top of the cane. That's not an exact weight yet, since it's not done being built.
The reason I brought that up is that two things are really important to those of us who use canes. One is the balance of the cane, and the other is the weight of it, because it's sort of labor intensive to be tapping that cane and swinging it from side to side. And the heavier it is, the quicker our arm gets tired. So it's just something to bear in mind.
We're not sure how much it's going to weigh, but we are planning on testing its ergonomics to make sure it won't affect those aspects, because weight is a very big portion of it. We don't want to be adding too much more weight, so it's a lot heavier, and we don't want to affect the feel of the cane at all, so that is something we're going to test. I have with me right now how we're planning on attaching it to the cane. It's actually used for fishing rods, ironically, and it's a little tiny clip. It looks like a C. The box would be attached to one side of it, and we're gonna add almost like a ratcheting system so it tightens onto any diameter cane. But
what do you imagine the prototype size is going to be though? We know the weight might be 2 pounds or
So we're estimating it's probably gonna be about the size of a baseball. So the final prototype is going to look more roundish, almost like half a circle.
If we're using this kind of a device, one of the things that we might encourage people to think about is the possibility of using a roller tip where they would not be lifting up the cane, because that would change the whole issue of weight significantly.
This is Jerry. That's very true, but a lot of us like to hear that tapping sound because we hear it bouncing off of things, and you don't get that with a roller tip.
Oh, you do. I've learned with the roller, you can teach yourself to get a lot of the things I thought you could never get before.
Yeah. Whereabouts is this attached? Is it attached actually on the handle? Because my concern is, especially for a lot of us who use collapsible canes, if it's attached to the actual cane, like one of the sections below the handle, it actually would be, in some instances, that the barrel of the cane will rotate and get this thing out of alignment.
It does attach right below the handle. When it's not in use, it's something that you can take off. Say if you're inside and you don't want to use it.
Well, if it's easy enough to replace, in other words, put it back on every time you use it, then that's not as much of a concern, I think. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I think it is, because I think at times that barrel, you know, if it's the second section, sometimes they will rotate while using a cane.
So it may be that we would have to use a specific type of cane. That's a good point, well made. So
I was wondering if your device was going to be waterproof for times when it's raining?
We are planning on using a waterproof material so that we don't have any issues. And the sensor is going to actually have like almost like a plexiglass over it so that it won't be affected or damaged. So it's going to send a vibration to your wrist. Both of the designs will come with a wristband that you have to wear, and that vibration will be in your wrist. And depending on how close you are to an object, the frequency of the vibration will increase the closer you get to it.
Now I'm curious, why did you decide on that as opposed to just having it transmitted through the handle of the cane?
We were worried about tactical, like roughness of the ground, like vibrations you might get from the ground. We were worried that you might feel that in your hand and might get that confused. So we're We thought maybe if we split, basically put something on the wrist instead of directly through the hand, that you'd have an easier time differentiating which one is from the ground and which is from actually sensing an object.
And will you know whether the object that it's sensing is up above your head or at chest level?
Good point. You'll know how high up it is. Basically, if it's really close to you, more at like head, like directly at head or chest level, it'll be a very heavy vibration. But if it's something maybe like a couple inches above your head, more of a lighter vibration, or then even like a foot above your head, even lighter than that.
How soon would it alert you to the distance of this object?
What you mean, what's the range of it?
What's the range?
Mm-hmm.
So our plan is to detect about 3 meters above your head.
But how far in front of you? So if I'm walking, let's say I'm walking down the sidewalk and there's a tree branch sticking out in front of me. How soon would it alert me before I got to that tree branch?
I believe they're programming, so it's about like, I think it's like 2 milliseconds before. Think of like an orb out in front of you. So you have 3 meters out in front of you that it'll warn you about.
Mm-hmm.
Once that object enters into that 3 meter orb, it'll immediately like warn you about it.
What's 3 meters for those of us who are non-metric? What's
three yards?
9 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
This sounds like, in many ways, a major challenge to put this onto a cane for all the reasons we've mentioned. And then also, when I hear about the weight, for me, that's almost like a killer. But why put it on a cane? Why can't you just put it on your body?
So we did think about that. One of the things, before we even found out about the Sunu, we were actually thinking about something like that. Again, we were worried about how would you actually know where to direct and point your wrist? Another issue, like the clothing clip that detects, we're thinking if it's winter time and you're wearing a lot of clothing, how are you going to feel that vibration? We're really trying to move away from having something physically on the person and more of having it on the cane so that there wasn't anything hindering basically that warning.
Is there some Bluetooth transmitter between the cane and the wristband?
Yep, we're planning on using a Bluetooth to transmit that signal.
I guess my major concern is really the weight.
Yeah, me too. I actually think if I had something that weighed 6 ounces at the top of my cane, it would matter to me.
Ergonomic testing is going to be a really big part of our design and testing once we get to that point. I'll supply my email if anyone would like to reach out to me with questions. Once we get to more of our testing phase, we're designing an obstacle course. So if anyone would like to participate in that or knows anyone who would like to participate, the more help the better at the end of the day. I could come here with one of my teammates if we need to and set something up.
I would think about, you know, that you could mount it on a cane, but you also may have the option to either mount it on a medallion or something that you might wear around your neck.
Yeah.
That may be the thing that you might be testing, which would people prefer, or at least give them the option to test, you know, to have it one way or the other.
You know, ironically, dogs don't always detect things that are overhead all that well either, so it might have some application even to it. But having been both a dog user and a cane user, I would say there's no question that the dog avoids things that the cane doesn't always pick up. The dog, if it's a good dog and you're a good handler, is not going to let you walk off the top of a flight of steps without knowing they're there, whereas a cane will. But I'm assuming that this won't detect things that, like a flight of steps going down, right?
It won't detect objects on the ground just because we're still using the purpose of the cane for that. We're using the attachment more for objects at chest and head level.
Yeah.
But thank you for all your suggestions. They're gonna help us a ton putting this together. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.